Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk Today. I am Dustin, as usual, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for March 24th, 2020. And it's not all bad news, though it is mostly rumor mill. Let's talk TV streaming. TV streaming is small because everything is on hold, mostly. So our first piece has to do with Star Trek Discovery. With the coronavirus being the issue of the day or the month or the year, probably, everything, like I said, is being put on hold, is being pushed back. Stuff is happening. So Star Trek Discovery Season 3, they have already done all of the principal photography. They're, assuming there are no reshoots, everything is moving into post. And we did get an update from actor Wilson Cruz, who is in the show. He's, I don't want to give too much away. If you haven't seen Star Trek Discovery and you want to binge it while you are, this is a great show to binge while we are on quarantine, lockdown, whatever you want to call it. So he took to Twitter to say that season three is definitely still being worked on, though, because the production staff is working from home, that could throw a wrench into things and it will potentially be delayed as far as release goes. But it is still coming, and that's the biggest thing. Keep your eye on the prize, man. It is still going to happen. We will still be seeing it. It just might be pushed back a little bit. So that's what we've got there. Next, we're talking about The Mandalorian. And we actually, there's a couple of things. We already talked about Ahsoka Tano being cast, Rosario Dawson. Super awesome. We are super excited for that. Now we're talking about directors, and we have the announcement that Robert Rodriguez, the guy who gave us, oh man, so many great things, Dust Till Dawn, he did the Grindhouse movies with Quentin Tarantino. He's Quentin Tarantino's homie, like they're boys. So Robert Rodriguez, I mean, he also did those weird Spy Kids movies, but you can't, they're not all winners. They can't all be winners. He will be directing an episode in season two. Not sure which episode just yet, or we know actually very, very little about the story from season two. So as we get those updates, we will definitely be talking about them here. That's all we have for TV streaming. And we have no real movie updates. I mean, there are more things getting released to video on demand. I mean, I believe almost everything, unless it's a Disney-owned property, will be available on Amazon Prime or Hulu in some respect. So just check your streaming options and you can see what is coming out. Amazon Prime, I know, very specifically has put a new section in the app or however you access your Amazon Prime. There is a whole new section for these video-on-demand direct releases. So far, they have all been $20. I honestly just watched The Hunt the other day, and if you're looking for a lot of gore, then yeah, go for it. It's really not as upsetting politically as everyone wanted to believe it was, because we all just feel the need to be so offended all the time about everything. It's kind of dumb writing, but it's great gore. So if you're looking for a great gory horror movie, there you go. There's a new one for you. $20. Get a couple of friends in on the project. You know, practice your social distancing together. I mean, groups of less than 10, right? Anyway, so really, there's not a whole lot to talk about news-wise. I am very likely going to be creating a list of great movies that you probably have missed to stream while on quarantine. That's very roughly in the works. It may or may not see the light of day. Stay tuned. We'll talk about it if it does. So that finally brings us to the meat and potatoes of this episode. And actually, all of the episodes moving forward, probably until people get off of lockdown, and that is the rumor mill. And rumor mill, it's starting to go a little crazy. Not gonna lie, I wasn't expecting it to be this big this early, but because we don't have news to talk about, we can start projecting rumors, right? So first up is kind of a big one, and it has to do with, again, the rumor that just won't die. And it's starting to look like I might have to eat a little crow, because the Snyder Cut, more people are now talking about the fact that it does actually exist. Not only does it actually exist, but the rumor, there's a lot of rumors tied into this, so we're just going to go through it chronologically, kind of. So not only does the Snyder Cut actually exist for the Justice League movie, but apparently, up until about 2 weeks ago, the plan was to release the Snyder Cut as a launch title for the HBO Max streaming service. And so, because Zack Snyder had all of the time in the world and all of the resources, apparently, to make this happen, it was going, because the HBO Max app launches in May, he was going to have all that work done by May. Now, that's not likely to happen. So according to the rumors, he is still working on getting it completed, though if you believe the pictures that he himself is releasing on like his Instagram and Twitter and stuff, the one hopefully you're looking at if you're watching the video right now, you should be seeing it above my shoulder, hopefully. So all of that is still in motion, but is very much being delayed because he has to do some reshoots. He has to do pickup shots. He has to do a lot more VFX on his content because there is 80 more minutes, apparently, of content from what we got in theaters, from what Joss Whedon gave us. So, continuing down the rumor rabbit hole with this one, instead of it being the Snyder Cut that is going to be a launch title for HBO Max, now the rumor says it's going to be Wonder Woman 1984. And this one is even more convoluted than the Snyder Cut, which is saying something, because apparently, and all of this is rumor, there has been no official announcement aside from the fact that Warner Brothers did say, no, this isn't happening. But the rumors are persisting and are coming from more and more sources that the reason they made that announcement is because the producers on the project and the people directly involved with the project want a theatrical release. So they want to wait until they can release it in theaters before it gets released. However, the upper ups at Warner Brothers, the DC side of Warner Brothers, all the way up to the CEOs, presumably, again, according to the rumor, want it as a launch title for HBO Max because the competition is so fierce right now, especially right now with Netflix, Amazon, and Apple Plus, and Disney. Not even to forget Disney. The competition is so ridiculous. What better way than to have one of your top tier tentpole blockbuster titles go directly to your exclusive app? So again, this, as things kind of iron out and happen, we will talk about them. That is all we have for that, though. So next, we are talking about a video game rumor, and it's actually not Batman related. This one has to do with Spider-Man. So the sequel to Spider-Man PlayStation 4 is Spider-Man PlayStation 5, right? It kind of assumed that it was being worked on. There have been some apparent leaks on the project, though, so we're going to talk about those real quick. There didn't look like there was a whole lot of spoiler stuff, but I'm just going to do a mild spoiler warning because people get really sensitive about that kind of stuff. It really doesn't feel like spoilers to me, so that's a super mild, but not even really spoiler warning. All right, so we have, according to the leaks, which, again, I'm just going to consider rumors at this point because Lord only knows, but according to the leaks, we have Venom factoring into the story pretty heavily. Seems Venom symbiote, as well as Eddie Brock and Harry Osborn wearing the symbiote. So Oscorp also factoring very heavily into the storyline of the game. Potentially Oscorp is the big bad for the game. And the symbiotes are going to tie into the plot line pretty heavily. That being said, also, apparently, we're going to be seeing Carnage in the game. So, also pretty freaking awesome. I don't know. It sounded like Carnage was less of a factor than Venom, which chronologically kind of makes sense, assuming they want to continue making these games, we will continue to see a further development of certain elements like the symbiotes. Also, Mysterio is reportedly going to be in the game, so we'll see some sort of magic action from Mysterio. We also are going to potentially be getting the ability to play as other spider folk. So Miles was the one specifically name dropped in the leak, though it does stand to reason that we will potentially get to play as Eddie Brock, as Venom. Also, wouldn't be out of the question to play as Spider-Woman, so on and so forth, because they did liken it to the Arkham games. So we're still talking about Batman. But the Arkham games, how we get to play from certain characters in the Bat family. For one of the games, it was DLC. For one of the other games, it was specific sections of the game. You are a different member of the Bat family. They did kind of make the comparison there that this is going to be similar to that. So, being as the only one that was properly name-dropped was Miles, it still kind of stands to reason that we're going to be seeing potentially even Crimson Spider, I would imagine. So it's not just going to be different skins that you get to play on Peter Parker, but the actual character, presumably, as well. The final piece is the potential release date. According to the leak, the likely release date is going to be September 21st. The official announcement, again, according to the leak, is going to happen later in the summer. So it sounds like towards the end of the summer. Maybe they were anticipating an E3 announcement, but being as E3 has been rather unceremoniously moved because of Corona concerns, potentially even canceled, we might not get that announcement at E3. Very potentially will just be Sony making the announcement at the end of the summer. So that is all we have there. Next, we are moving back into the realm of Star Wars and more Ahsoka Tano. This time, rumors, obviously, because that's where we are. Rumors are surrounding the character of Ahsoka Tano now that Rosario Dawson has signed a contract to play the character. Rumors are going wild that the contract actually includes a limited series for Disney Plus. So Ahsoka Tano, according to this rumor, is going to get her very own series, which could be kind of awesome. Any more that we can get of these great characters, the better. As long as it's a justifiable story and not just something to further a silly narrative. That's all we've got on that one. Continuing on the Disney Plus and Marvel side of things, we're talking about Ironheart. There is also a rumor that Ironheart is going to be getting her very own Disney Plus series. And not just that, but the rumor goes on to say, and actually the more substantiated in that it's been from multiple sources side of this, is that Robert Downey Jr. will be coming back to voice the AI in Ironheart. It seems a little silly if you think about, you know, story-wise, but as far as like what Marvel wants to do, what Disney wants to do, kind of makes sense. So that's what we've got there. Now we're talking one more time about the Flash movie, Flashpoint movie. Rumors have it that James McAvoy has been signed to play Captain Cold, aka Leonard Snart. Considering I only got this from one not as reputable source, take this one. Actually, the last three rumors all are from not as reputable sources, so take them all with a very giant grain of salt. But James McAvoy in the DC universe is really interesting, and not only that, but James McAvoy as a villain sounds pretty awesome, I'm not going to lie. That's all we've got on that one, though. Like I said, these were really quick and super unsubstantiated, as they only come from one source. Batman Beyond, we have another potential casting rumor. This one is, admittedly, even in the source, is they're theoretically looking at more than just this actor for this role, but the live-action Batman Beyond, which is probably in pre-production right now. It's really tough to say because they haven't made an official announcement, but there are so many there's so much buzz about the project that it kind of would make sense that it is. But anyway, so assuming that it is, they are potentially looking at Ty Sheridan to play Terry McGinnis. So another Marvel actor coming over to the DC side of things. And then our final piece of rumor news. This one sounds interesting and sounds like... It makes it sound like DC has their stuff together a little more than I think they actually do. But according to this rumor, in the Aquaman side of the DC universe, the DC extended universe, I guess, Aquaman is putting into play after the third movie that Jason Momoa plays as Aquaman, putting into motion the potential to pass the title of Aquaman off to someone else. So Momoa will always be Arthur Curry. Momoa will always be the King of Atlantis in the DC Extended Universe until they write him out somehow. But this is not replacing Momoa. This is just passing on the mantle of Aquaman. The rumor is that they're going to introduce at some point their version of Calder. I'm assuming I'm saying that name right. Whenever I read it, that's how it sounds in my head. So the DC Extended Universe version of Calder will be the one that they're putting in place to take over the mantle of Aquaman after the third Aquaman movie. Again, according to the rumor. But that is just rumor, and that's all of the rumors I got. So that's the end of the rumor mill. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk Today on your favorite podcast platform of choice, or you can go find other podcasts like this one over on nerdylegion.com, and then you can subscribe to those as well on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or if you want more of me and these nerdy bits, plus all of the nerd news and everything else going on in the nerddom, from Comic-Con coverage to as much other stuff as I can squeeze in there, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.